This is almost Columbus Day, the 10th of October, 1994. And we were about to, I don't know what we're about to do, that Doris is sitting there with her baby blues looking at us.
Well, I decided to have a party. I don't know about the
Well, I could say, greetings, Commander.
You could.
Didn't do me any more good than it did Mr. Horton, did it? Well, I guess with all this levity, who cares about anything serious?
Well, Commander will get to serious things in a little bit because he's asked to do some other things first. And we can call this our board of directors meeting or whatever. We're accused of never having any. We're accused of being a cult. We are accused of having a Satan for a director. It has been probably a far more interesting 2 weeks for us than it has for you. And I'm sure that it has been a really good meeting. And I do hope that if there are things about these corporations that you don't understand, that you find out, because we just have been through hell and back the last 2 weeks, and the corporation shelter held. And that is absolutely the best news that we could imagine, because we have had the top of the crop trying to get information about everybody. And the thing that I feel that we need to share here, because a lot of you, most of you will not have come over here if you didn't know what we're about and who the commander is. And in the last couple or 3 days, I've just had a terrible time, you know, trying to both assume some responsibility for him and for myself. Also recognizing that I know this commander, I know this being better than I know myself, obviously. And things just keep, when it rains, it pours. And I want Ricky to know that I really do appreciate this, and I was going to wear it, but I was already dressed. Now, she understands me. I want all of you to know that my intentions are really good, but unfortunately, my appetite doesn't go when I'm under stress. Other things happen.
It is for the people out in Tapeland because they have... Oh,
it says that my other body is perfect. And I don't know if we are going to want to send this first tape out. I think maybe you people are going to have to go through some of the stuff that we go through, because not being a group, and I'm not a speaker or an entertainer, I think that you have to kind of put up with the good and the bad that we go through, and how hard it is sometimes when we're just struggling along here to do our jobs. And yet, if you have a room full of people like this, I can understand that nobody would question it if you had a block party or something. But somehow, if we have a meeting and come in to share afternoon cake or something, we are a cult. And things just, like I say, keep pouring in. Bob James has recently, last night. Well, no, night before last. Just worked his little heart out to get a meeting in Kern County in Bakersfield, and I don't believe that more than half the people that were expected did show up. On the other hand, we have to know what we are into. I don't believe that we personally are into anything. But there are ones out there really, really trying to make a difference physically and going about the country. And first of all, Bob had the center reserved, you know, and then ones in your own organization who are obviously placed there to do you in started doing him in. And before that got over with, Mark from Michigan was supposed to show up a day earlier than he finally did, and so today he faxed. You know, I just gathered up the stuff that came in the last few minutes just before I came down. Here is an ad for Bogreitz for spike training, if anybody's interested. He sent it to Sherry at the end of the table here. I mean, she looked like me.
I don't attend to spike me.
Yeah, well, but she should, because he can teach you how to use a knife. Doesn't matter what age you are, to defend yourself. And I can just see Sherry up against a SWAT team. But here's the one. Here, they have Michigan issues a warrant for Mark Corny. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Cornkey.
All right, this is the thanks that Mark from Michigan gets for pulling his kids out of school because of this new system that they've got going, and I haven't yet read it. And if do you want to read it, or I don't mean to, I just, maybe there are other things. There's one good thing going. One good thing going. Everything about the motion picture is really moving. Now that is good. Here is a petition. You know, if you haven't seen the motion picture, what is it called? On Cal. Call. The call.
Death and Taxes.
Death and Taxes. Here's a letter from him and his mother. And boy, things are really hard for him. We've got to do something for him. And goodness gracious, it needs to be the law center. Here's a notice that rape, revenge, pillage, and plunder of the Phoenix, Volume 1, Rape of the Constitution, Death of Freedom, Crucifixion of the Phoenix, etc., Cry of the Phoenix, Death Rattle of Freedom, and the Plan 2000, are all stopped at the Canadian border.
Hate propaganda.
And which?
Hate propaganda.
Yes, okay. I don't think I've read this one, so my word, though, it does, I see sex in there somewhere. I should probably read it.
Later, later.
And here's a precious one to Mr. Hatton. I love that. All right. The Bible of the Antichrist, an American... No, a Jerusalem Jew migrated from Russia releases 2,000 pages of blasphemous attack against Jesus Christ, saying that Mary was a harlot, Jesus was an illegitimate, the New Testament is a fraud, Christians should be destroyed and banished, the apostles were fakers, Magdalene was a prostitute. I don't think that was ever in question, was it? Jesus was Satan's serpent, the false prophet. The founders of Christianity were ignoramuses and charlatans. Jesus was not resurrected. His carcass became dung upon the ground. We have just been the brunt of probably many of you. I couldn't believe it. We're home again, and I'm watching the 10 o'clock news on Fox 11. And my God, they're talking, they don't have any pictures of us, so they show this spacey lawsuit. And these people who claim to be Jesus Christ, you know, over these gold coins in George Green in Nevada.
George Green.
Oh, man. And here's what Bob James is about. If you ever want some information on this, how Uncle Sam, in other words, is taking our land. And they're doing it, and they're in full swing. But the hardest thing I've got today to deal with is this actually came from Tazita, from Jane Brown. And they put out a little paper Actually, it's very, very good. And they have been swapping newspapers with Contact, but they can't hack it anymore. The court battles and stuff have just, they're going to quit. This one just came this morning, and this is the most distressing thing I have received, and I don't know when. It is from Ray Ellen Russbacher, and it is a mini-page catch-up on the true story of her and Gunther, and how the Contact and us are actually proprietary organizations for the CIA. Well, I want to tell you they're the lousiest paymasters I have ever run into. You struggle along and you struggle along, and the meanest thrust in here is that we somehow did them in over after they got into Austria. What happened was they called, and they had one night they needed guaranteed in this hotel that was $750 a night for one room. And there were like four rooms being used. And I don't want to just sit and call somebody a liar, but I want to tell you something. There's some things in here I can even go and say, well, I can't prove that Commander's not with the CIA. He may be with the KGB. I don't, you know. I know he comes in the light. And I don't have to do that part of this discernment. But I do know that Gunther has told people that about 10 years ago, I had some dental work done, and the reason that I receive, and I receive from the ones that I'm intended to receive from, because of these implants in my teeth. Now, I would maybe check my teeth a little more carefully, but as Princeton knows, he and I just get white-knuckled, and we sit and we hold hands and promise each other that if there's ever enough money, we're going to the dentist. It has been 24 years since I have been to a dentist, so I did not get tooth implants some 10 years ago. Now, I know that to be untrue. And I don't know, I guess maybe I would have to hear from ones in the room. We can have a break in a little while. Do you want to do business first? And let's talk about some of these things. Maybe share this letter. It's going to have to be done. And if we do it all right here, the one thing that Commander has always done, and I've wondered why in the world he does it, because then when we are confronted, it's all out there for our enemies and everybody else to use. And boy, they haven't missed a thing. Out of 3 days of depositions, they pick one sentence out of context to use in the court document. So I know what we're up against, and I wonder always, well, maybe if we kept secrets, it would be safer and easier for us. But I guess not. And I don't think that, for two reasons, I believe that Ray Ellen has a right to be heard. She came back. Things are very bad. As near as we know, Gunther is in jail. I don't know whether this is because of clandestine operations or if, I don't know what it is. I know that Kurt Waldheim is involved with them. Ed Cleary's not back, is he? And Mike isn't here either, is he? Well, since both of them are so mentioned in here, I hate to go on with this little story, but sometimes the only sanity you've got is that other people are involved and they are witnessing what goes on. And first of all, we were accused of closing his CIA credit card. Now, they called and they needed one night in this room, and EJ authorized maybe up to $1,200. I mean, the only use we have for this card is if you need to make plane reservations or something, you can do that, and then whoever makes a reservation pays you back, and it's, you know, it has just been a workable thing that has been very handy for us. and for other people. And my God, the next thing we know, the man from American Express was on the phone, and they were trying to charge $22,000 on that card. That's only part of it. There was already $13,000 to $16,000 spent on it. And they say that we withdrew the card. I mean, I want to tell you, American Express drew that card out so fast that it, you know, it flamed all the way to... So they did put a hold on the card. Now, they had already gone through $10,000 on Ed Cleary's Visa card. All of these things claiming that we are proprietary people and this was put there for their use, and continually blame what they call or who they call Gunther's boss. And because some of you would recognize the name, because this is a friend from Missouri who has actually participated in the Institute, has been out here, and he's just an absolutely incredibly delightful person, we're supposed to believe that this man is a five-star admiral or general or something. It's in here. And he said he never heard of Gunther Rusbacher until he read it in Contact, and because he was in Missouri, he went to visit him. Now, Gunther's... I hate to use this term, but this is the way I feel, if I'm just speaking about it, has gone completely crazier than that hootie owl. He has gone bonkers. And he has become a total alcoholic. Now, and she explains a lot of that in here. He was to have gone on a mission immediately after they released him from the Missouri prison system. And I saw the man after that, and we got into the middle of one of these military operations trying to either take him out or us, whichever got to that part of the freeway first. So my head just reels with this stuff. I can't. And I think all of you need to know and hear her side, and then let's discuss it, because this is really, this is good stuff. Do you want to read it, EJ, so I save my voice for Commander or somebody else? Or it gets a little embarrassing because EJ, you know, is the ripoff artist. But that's why I think we need to do it. Well, he got the date right, but his batteries ran down. Well, I realize that I'm married to him, and so it's a little biased, but I don't know how he puts up with it. I really do not know how he's made it.
I guess I can answer that question. It comes from what she gives me lots of. Perspiration.
Well, it's totally inspiring.
This starts off with epilogue. Maybe that's the way it should start off. Trying to figure out what's going on, I called a few of my contacts and told them that I felt Gunther had been set up. Someone had told him he was reactivated. Someone had told him to check into a hotel. We have a problem?
They can't hear.
That improve the volume?
Yes.
Thank you for letting me know. Someone had told him to check into a hotel. Someone had told him to wait until he was picked up. But who had set him up? One of the telephone calls Gunther made after he had been reactivated was to the foreign ministry. He told the minister he had been reactivated and was afraid he would have to give up his Austrian citizenship. The minister said, "Whatever you do, don't give up that piece of paper." Gunther said he didn't think Austria would allow him to serve in the American Navy and still keep his Austrian citizenship. The minister told him that if the U.S. didn't object, neither would Austria. I mentioned all of this to my friend who had been in Navy intelligence, but was now retired and involved in the Patriot movement. He agreed that it sounded like someone had set Gunther up, but he wasn't sure it was the American government. He said it sounded more like the Austrians didn't want him to go back to the United States. I then received a call from another former Navy intelligence officer who I knew wasn't retired. I quickly ran down what had transpired. I didn't watch what I said because Gunther had told me that I didn't know anything that the whole intelligence world didn't already know. I said I had been told by another operative that Gunther never went to Cambodia in February. The man quickly replied, "Yeah, I knew that. He went to the farm." The farm was a CIA installation in Virginia where briefings, debriefings, programming, and other top secret operations were conducted. I had been told this by my first contact. Gunther had been programmed at the farm to believe he had been in Cambodia. Gunther still believes he went to Cambodia and saw his two best friends killed. My second contact said, "They can do anything at the farm. If they needed a firefight, they could have staged one, either real or in the theater. With the drugs, hypnosis, and electrodes in his brain, they can make him believe anything." "What about his two friends? Do you think they are alive, or do you think they were killed in front of him to make him believe his programming?" I asked. "It doesn't make sense that they would kill two highly trained officers. More than likely, they moved him into loops that never connect with Gunther. Of course, they could have killed him. Nothing is out of the question with these guys." I then changed the subject and asked him why he thought contact had turned against Gunther. He answered quickly, without a hesitation, "They were told to." "By whom?" I asked. "Well, if I wanted to know, I'd look at who's giving the orders." I knew he meant Gunther's boss, the one who was a large contributor to the Phoenix Institute. I had already been told that the boss had been feeding Doris and EJ misinformation about Gunther, and it now seemed that he might have been feeding Gunther and me misinformation about EJ and Doris. "Why would he want to turn the contact against Gunther?" I asked. "There are a lot of reasons. He could want Gunther in jail to keep him alive. He could have sold out to the Mossad. He could have sent Gunther on a mission and is using the jail as a cover. I had already been told by my Philippine contacts that Gunther and Kurt Waldheim were in the Philippines." Concluding thoughts. I have presented the story as
I'm going to interrupt along the way, so if he heads for me, everybody protect me. Number one, his Philippine contacts are Mike and Ed, and you know, they're contacts, so it's...
Excuse me. Is this from Ray Ellen?
Yes. It came to Audrey's daughter, Lori. Lori has always been the go-between with them. They...
Concluding thoughts.
I think Lori's all right.
I think Lori's all right, too. Probably works for the CIA.
I have presented the story as I have seen it. I know it is complicated and it doesn't have the neat resolution that novels have. The story is still unfolding. The main reason I took the time to write this is to let people know that there is more going on than is reported. I know Gunther is working on Operation White Robe. It involves returning enough gold to Austria to create a gold standard for the new European community, as well as the United States.
Now, I want to say something here. Whatever I'm going to say, just know that it's all I have. This is all I've been fed. This is all I've been told. White Robe was something set up by Mike to handle the Philippine transaction that started out as a Philippine lady. Now, you have to know that Mike is married to a Philippine lady, Willie, and she's just delightful, and she comes from one of the, quote, higher-ranking families in the Philippines. And I don't know by what route they first got in touch with the woman that has quite a lot of what I refer to as the El Dorado gold, or the stash left by our ancestors for use today for us to get a remnant through. And I'm not even going to pretend I know anything about that. I just know that the name White Robe was set up as an identification for those early gold transactions. So when this second one came along, that lady ended up with tuberculosis and is, I assume, hospitalized, waiting. So she's still there. That whole transaction, for all of you who have waited like we have, is still a very valid thing, but it is not what we're talking about now. Although it sprang, where Gunther came into it is it kind of sprang out of that. Through those resources, part of them over in the Philippines, part of them just, and this is a fact in the intelligence community, were told that there was some other gold there that needed to be released, and it as near as I can tell is Imelda Marcos and the Philippine entourage of the Marcos family, and it's Japanese gold that was put there out of the war, the Second World War. Now that could be wrong too, but that's what we were told. But they didn't have anybody with enough deep pockets to purchase the full amount of gold, and the amount of gold that needed to be purchased was mammoth. It didn't start out that way, but before you can turn over twice, it's big. Now, what are you going to do? Well, Commander, at that point, asked them to contact Gunther because he had resources in the National Bank of Austria. Would he please check and see if they were interested in that gold? That there were a lot of things going on. And they needed to have a single purchaser, and the amount just kept skyrocketing. And all of you will remember that Commander laughed and said that he could put that gold on the bottom of the ocean if it got tampered with. Well, as far as we know, it did not get tampered with, and it didn't get sent to the bottom of the ocean. It did eventually get brought into Langley, Virginia, and part of it at least, and put into our coffers waiting to establish a gold standard. Now that has checked out. And it checked out that Gunther did know the people in the Austrian bank, and Austria said, yes, sir, we'll take it, every bit of it. Well, now, Austria would not have those kind of resources for the amount of gold being talked about. Now, this was not coming to Commander, and it wasn't coming to Mike, and it wasn't coming to Gunther. But on all of these transactions, there are commissions. So it was only commissions we were talking about, and that they kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger until you don't even want to hear about them because, oh my, that's not what we need, and certainly we don't need the indigestion that goes along with a world in turmoil. And if they'll go and set up a military operation in Haiti against some literally primitive tribes people, what will they do to us? Well, apparently, they're not going to do very much to Commander except try to discredit him. Now, we've learned that, and we've learned it what I consider the hard way. Somehow, we keep getting the fire sticks thrown at us, but it doesn't quite burn us up. It just hurts a lot. And so there's where we came with the situation with the Austrian bank and the Austrian gold. And Gunther got right into it with both feet, and so I think that probably that's enough for until we get to the next paragraph or so.
observation about this meeting, and that is that, all of these lovely people didn't travel all these zillions of miles to hear me read something from Ray Ellen Rusbacher, and you to try to explain what she's talking about. So it would be really nice if you'd get the commander so we could go on with the real meeting.
Well, why don't you just read it then, and I'll be quiet. And we'll have another meeting after the meeting.
I will read one or two more pages.
Well, I want you to read the bad part over there where it talks about us, because this is what I want people to know. We are not running around hiding anything. And I think it goes about into the fourth page before.
Well, I'll have to finish the epilogue because it's kind of a summary. This operation will destroy the Federal Reserve paper money scheme, not only in the United States, but around the world. I also know that another, even larger operation is going on that will change the face of the world forever, but I have no idea what that operation is. I do know that the Haiti crisis is totally contrived by those who needed a cover, a reason to put the United States military on alert status all around the world. In other words, as a result of the Haiti crisis, military personnel and equipment can travel freely anywhere on the U.S. or around the world using the cover of the Haiti crisis. I also know that we will soon see many more resignations from Clinton's cabinet until Clinton's administration is no longer recognizable. Why do you think that the contact has attacked us? I don't know. I told Gunther over 2 years ago that if we agreed to let contact help us, that they would eventually turn against us like they had against George Green, Bo Greitz, Ross Perot, and several others. In January, I began to get messages from Commander Hatton over my fax. I was told that I was causing Gunther too many problems, and other fax told me I should grow up and stop complaining about things that I didn't understand. I was told to shut up or leave. While Gunther was awaiting his trial, E.J. Ecker forbid me to go to Austria. I called Gunther's boss and asked his advice. He told me to do what my husband said. Gunther told me to come to Austria. I have no idea why E.J., Doris, and the commander have turned against Gunther and me. It could be one of the commander's lessons in discernment. It could also be that Gunther has served his part and is no longer needed. I don't know the reason, and I know that no one else knows either. There are things that I do know. I know that Gunther is now an alcoholic. He came back from Cambodia as one. He was better when he was released in August from the Austrian prison, but after 4 heart attacks, he'd been drinking to help the pain. It may have helped the pain, but he soon became totally dependent on alcohol. He was still rational most of the time. Then his ex-wife showed up, and he was never the same. One of our friends taught me some trigger words which I could use to bring him back to consciousness and keep him on track until we were finished with our work. But even these trigger words stopped working, and he sank deeper and deeper into his own programmed world. In the days before I left Austria, he was conscious of his surroundings about 1 hour a day. The rest of the time, he just moved through the motions as if in a trance. I do not know what has happened to Gunther. I don't know if he will ever be the same. But I do know that he is not a criminal, nor did he have any intention to defraud anyone. My husband has been used and discarded by the United States government for his entire life. It is my belief that he has been used again, and now that his part of the mission is complete, he is discarded. I know of no human who has suffered as Gunther has suffered, and I do not understand how a compassionate God can continue to allow this to go on. And I especially don't understand how a representative of God, as Commander Hatton calls himself, can view this situation and then publish the lies and distortions that the contact has published. I will be very interested to see how the commander explains his way out of this one. I just hope Gunther lives long enough to explain it for himself.
It's in glasses.
Which has happened. He is the only one who knows, and I can only pray that his mind will be restored once the alcohol and drug trichotamine is out of his system. The above version is true to the best of my knowledge. I don't have a newspaper like E.J. and Doris have. I can't continue to defend us and explain their attacks. I need to devote my time to raising $810 to pay Gunther's hotel bill so he can be released. I also need $2,000 to keep my phone turned on. I don't have the time or the money to continue rebutting the contact's slanderous lies. All I can ask is that you be as patient as the farmer and wait until God gets through with it before you judge us. You have my permission to copy this and distribute it. Thank you for keeping an open mind. If I recall, that other stuff was back around page 9 or 10.
Yeah, I think it was a 9.
Page 9.
All right, we'll start on. We'll start about there then.
And then on page 14, the last page of the
video too. All right. At present, the Fed knows that its existence is threatened. The Fed also knows that Contact has helped and supported Gunther, and that Gunther is one of the key men in the movement to destroy the Fed and give control of our money back to the United States Treasury, if not to the individual states themselves. To keep the Contact from further supporting Gunther, the Fed and its wholly controlled government agencies, such as the FBI, ATF, as well as the international agency Interpol, could easily have targeted Contact. These agencies could have let key people at Contact know they were targeted if they didn't cooperate. That must explain why Ed Young is so reticent these days.
Well,
Ed Young will get a chance to respond to that in a little while. While Contact has a history of building up heroes only to cut them down, the attacks on Gunther have been some of the most vitriolic and vile attacks that Contact has ever launched at anyone. This public attack against Gunther came out of nowhere and has caused many Contact readers to question the truthfulness of all the information printed in Contact. Many Contact readers have stated that they now are questioning the attacks that Contact has launched on other people, such as George Green and Bo Greitz. Attacking Gunther was an act in the best interests of Contact. Why would Contact choose to launch a continual barrage of defaming attacks against a legend they helped create? The attacks against Gunther...
Does everybody hear that?
No.
A legend that Contact
helped create.
Commander's here. So hello and greetings, all of you.
Greetings, Commander.
I am the knight on the white horse. I'm going to rescue EJ. The damsel is not in that much distress. I don't blame him for not wanting to read it. There comes a time when your heart says, enough is enough is enough, and I just don't want to even listen to it. Dorma is a typical woman living in your world, in your time, in the confusion. And somebody, please, come along and make it right. And I find that she wants to defend me. And I'm bigger. Raelyn is in pain. Commander Hatton has never, other than confronted directly anyone who might be a subject of any of my dissertations. I have confronted her. I have confronted Gunther. I have confronted the energy forms that infiltrate their very space. As they became acquainted early on in their relationship, Rael and gave Gunther some names for his energy teachers that would come to visit. Atlan, Kowal, the latter being God, Atlan being the son of God. I visited with Gunther. Actually, Gunther was going to show me a thing or two about this system. So Gunther flops down on the bed, and he can control his heartbeat, he can control this, he can control that, and he goes merrily about the cosmos. And I said, when you get through playing your game, you settle down here, and we're going to talk about this. Well, of course, with him comes Atlan. Now, Atlan really does not like me. So we back a few of these little dark energies off into the corner. And Gunther becomes an entirely different entity. And he knows exactly what's going on. I told her and I told him at the time that if you do not bring these energy forms under control and keep that shield around you, they will destroy you. That is not my prerogative to drive away any of your energy forms. Now, I'm telling you that because we're going to get to that lesson. Court is quite capable of telling you what you need to know about corporations, for instance. But court is not capable of telling you what you need to know about protecting your own soul energy. You are under attack. Dorma says, well, I just don't understand where all of this garbage could be coming from. Listen to it. All of you are welcome to a copy of this. I'm going to ask that it be printed in the paper. I always ask that the derisive information be printed. This contact is not my paper. And it will be less and less my paper. You are a world in trouble. And what is that trouble? You are coming to the confrontation of the ages. And I am not one to go picking on little ladies. My commission is to bring the truth to you. So that if you wish to do anything about it on a physical plane, you know what it is that needs to be done. I am not obligated to do more for you than to bring it to you. Just like Bob James may feel very bad that so-and-so and so-and-so didn't show up to his meeting, that is not his problem. He made arrangements, he brought the speakers, he presented the truth. He's done his job, and if he wants to stop this day, I would applaud him for it. Because you ones in this room, for instance, this is not your job, and taking this kind of battering is not your job. So I get from everybody in this room, well, what the hell is my job? We're going to talk about it. And Dorma says, well, thank goodness. The paper would become a paper similar to the Liberator of Civil War times. You have no voice in the media save ridicule and false statements. But they're setting you up, aren't they? They're getting you ready for the aliens. You check your TV schedules.